This is New England Public Radio News. Historians still debate when it was the groups of Africans were first taken by Europeans and brought against their will to the Americas. But many say this year is the 400th anniversary of the start of slavery in the U.S. Bass player and jazz composer Avery Sharp has taken this significant number and written what he calls an African-American musical portrait. Sharp lives in Western Massachusetts and has played over the decades with McCoy Tyner and Wynton Marsalis, among others. This week, with his own ensemble, he'll premiere 400 on stage. New England Public Radio's Jill Kaufman reports.
When Avery Sharp first started talking about writing the soundtrack to history, he saw it as a puzzle.
In coming up with the concept, how do I fit 400 years into 60 minutes worth of music?
Sharp broke the centuries into eras, two or three songs each, starting with the year 1619 and the arrival of 20 Africans to coastal Virginia, moving into this piece called Is There a Way Home? Sharp's composition includes 10 pieces and takes creative leaps through time.
You know, I'm kind of going back and forth between the idiom of what was happening then and the idiom of just me creating something to express that particular period.
Like the colonial and antebellum periods. By the time Sharp reaches this piece, Fiddler. It's after the War of 1812. In the South, cotton is the crop. Abolitionists have begun their crusades to end slavery. The Civil War is coming. The first part of Fiddler is quasi-classical, Sharp says.
Even though America had broken from England, that we're still this sophistication or class thing, you know, if you listen to European classical music. And many times if you had another craft that you could do as a musician, you might be called upon to play for the plantation owner.
A few minutes in, the fiddler takes a turn. Slaves also made a lot of original music, and Sharp says their owners might even have liked it. In the history of American culture, Africans and African Americans often were and are the musicians making the popular music of the day, getting credit or not. Ragtime, the music of the Harlem Renaissance, the blues. Sharp's writing is influenced by what and who he knows in history and family.
I'm writing from my ancestors' experience. I'm writing from my own personal experience as well.
That experience includes his father's service in the Air Force during World War II. Sharp remembers hearing how hard it was to return home to the openly, violently racist South. By the time the Vietnam War arrived, Sharp's family, 7 kids, and his parents had left Georgia and made their way to Springfield, Massachusetts, with the civil rights movement in full swing. And for this era, Sharp reworked a well-known piece.
I started writing things depicting that era, and everything I kind of came up with to me sounded corny. And so I said, well, let me just take a song that's already from that era and just do an arrangement of it.
Ain't gonna let nobody turn me around, turn me around, turn me around. Ain't gonna let nobody turn me around. I'm gonna keep on walking, keep on.
Gonna Let Nobody Turn Me Around is among the African-American spirituals Sharp grew up learning in the storefront churches he and most of his family attended almost every day of the week. His mother was the church piano player, and many of the Sharps ended up being musical. The voices you hear are collectively the extended family choir, which includes his sister Wanda Rivera, conducted by his brother Kevin Sharp, and another family member helped bring this traditional song up to date.
Can you imagine 400 years of your history, 400 years of you?
So I asked my niece, Sophia Rivera, to come up with a spoken word. I kind of told her the subjects that I wanted to cover, and then she took it from there.
America, land I love, country that despises me in one breath then praises me in the next. I am black, I am American, I will not be dismayed, I will not retreat, I will not back down, I will kneel, I will stand, I will march, I will vote, I will run for office, never backward, onward, go. There is no turning back now.
As 400 wraps up, Sharp gives listeners another 100 years to think about.
When I did 500, that was more of a positive thing, you know, to see that I have faith in America, that we'll do the right thing.
America has been through a lot, Sharp says, and it would be interesting to know what happens between now and 2119. For New England Public Radio, I'm Jill Kaufman.